Okay, joined on the line by Cove Ramblers manager Stephen Henderson, and I'd imagine a quite happy Cove Ramblers manager following the two wins in 4 days over the weekend.
Yeah, we're delighted with it, Rory. We've been trying to get the kind of two previous games out of our head, so it was nice to have two games back-to-back away from home, go up to Dublin. In very trying circumstances, I have to say, Rory, our bus went on fire on the way up. We had to pull over, then we couldn't get the gear out. We arrived up at the ground at 7:10, and then the referee and Cabin Teely wouldn't push the game 15 minutes forward for us. So
really?
We had a very limited warm-up, and for the lads to go out and perform the way they did was exceptional. And then we moved on to Waterford on Monday night, which was probably our best performance today.
Yeah, and to get two wins on the road as well, particularly pleasing.
Well, it's 6 points short, and what it does is it puts us joint second now. I mind this tour business. We're joint second. We're doing really well. We're coming to the last match of the series, and that's at the Flying Boy. So the lads have to realise how quick this league goes by. So, it's lovely to go into the last game in the playoff spots. And our goal and objective for the end of the weekend is to remain there. So we're really looking forward to that long game now.
And you back in St. Comyn's Park as well. Always good to be back at home.
It is. We've two home games now, Rory. It was difficult. It was a lot of travelling for the boys between the training and the travelling, and then the drama of the bus and all that kind of stuff. You know, it's lovely to be at home. They had a good rest now. We're back training tomorrow night. We'll train again Friday, and then we're ready to go at Lone, and hopefully we can get the crowd to come out and support the kids. They have kind of turned it around from the UCD game. It's brilliant to see.
What do you know about Athlone heading into the game this weekend?
Well, I think they're in a false position. I know the players there, Rory. I said last week to Lisa, 1 minute you can be in the playoffs, next minute you can be down the bottom two. I expect Athlone to be up challenging for a playoffs come the end of the season. They're a very good side. They've Dave Cassidy and Paulie in the middle of the park. They're two Premier Division players, for the want of a better word. Their management duo of Barry O'Connor and Alan Matthews is exceptional. So they're going to be a good side. They will always be well organised under Matthews and O'Connor, and obviously with the good players. But I'm very confident, just based on the way our lads have started to knit together. Our back four was as solid as we've seen it all season. Our midfield were very threatening going forward, as was Marcus and Andy when he came on. Rob Lahan is playing over skin. But I could say that about a lot of the lads. But we have to continue that, Rory. There's no point in, have taken 6 points on the road and coming back to Coleman's and losing to Athlone. We have to really kind of up our game and really, really challenge for these 3 points.
Is there more pressure on you at home, do you think?
Well, of course there is, because you're at home and things are expected. I don't buy into that. We play a certain way, whether it's a home, it's not up to us to come out because we're the home team. There's this kind of myth that you open yourself up and you have a go off teams. We're a well-structured team. We're trying to get that into the lads. We're a well-structured team. We score goals home and away if we remain in that structure. So the pressure will obviously, because the home fans are there and they want you to, to be egging you on. But ultimately it's about getting 3 points, and we'll do that whatever way we can on Saturday.
As you mentioned, Marcus Gustafson scoring the opener on the other night against Waterford. He looks like a proper find, doesn't he?
Well, Marcus, the goal itself was an exceptional overhead kick. It was it came out of nowhere, to be honest with you. But the Continental lads are prepared to try this kind of stuff. So, it was a fantastic strike. Obviously, Pedro kind of recommended him to me. So we went and had a look at him at Castleview, and he looked like he was playing below his level there. So he's come in, he's scored in goals, his hold-up play is improving. And he just comes up with things, Rory, that you wouldn't expect. And that's always nice from your centre-forward. But we can't... Andy O'Connell is out there coming up now, and we've moved him out of the fence. He's going up there challenging him. And Andy is a different kettle of fish between his size. He's very good in the air. He's a lovely touch on the ball, and he can bring Clary into it. So, our options are very good now. And, we still have six defenders out. But I just have to kind of mention the back four... of Keane McCarthy, Keane Kingston, Cacca McCarthy, Ian Moylard, and the young Charlie Fleming on Saturday, on Monday night, the four boys were exceptional. So, you know, hopefully they can keep that going.
And hopefully, Stephen, a big crowd on Saturday night. People hear the two wins in a row, see that you're joined second in the table and head along to Commons Park on Saturday night.
Well, to be honest with you, Rory, the crowds have been great. You know, they've really got behind us and we're delighted with that. You know, like obviously the UCD match, I personally was very disappointed for the people that came. We had a good chat with the players. We've kind of restructured the team on the back of that. There's been a great response. So, you know, the crowd are coming out. Hopefully they'll continue. Hopefully more will come along. You know, it is the end of the four series. And, like, if we have a crowd there that can push us and keep us there for the end of series one, you know, we'd be very grateful to them. But I promise you, we won't let them down this week.
Excellent, Steve. Thanks very much. Best of luck on Saturday.
Rory, thanks a million for everything as usual, my man.